Why are we partaking of these elements? It's clearly taught us in the Word of God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you." What we're about here is what the Lord Himself gave to His apostles, and continue this today, not as a tradition, as for tradition's sake, certainly not as a sacrament, as if somehow there's life in this bread or in this cup. I know that there are those that consider this particular, these elements to be sacred, in the sense that if you partake somehow, you benefit from being partaking. As you've heard me say before, you can take this bread and put it on the lips of a dead man, and it's not going to give him life. You can take and pour this on the throat of a dead man, it's not going to give life. Life is in who these represent. It's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. I got a picture in my study of the house someone gave me. It shows a man praying over his food, and there's a loaf of bread there in the picture. I can sit and stare all day long at that loaf of bread, but it's only going to make me hungry, because the bread, the picture, can't give life. We need what the bread represents, and that's the Lord Jesus. So that's what Paul is saying here. "I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you." Let's be careful not to make this particular time of the Lord's table, that's whose table it is, spruce it up and try to make it into something fancier. That's what Paul warns these about, that they thought, well, let's make it a common meal. Let's everybody bring something. And while we're partaking of the common meal, then we're going to put the Lord's table in there somewhere, and we'll all be happy. Well, what happened was that those that had the means to bring something, they ended up sharing each other's food. And those that didn't have anything to bring, they were left out. In fact, there were many servants that had to stay home until they finished all their household duties, and their masters were in their place of worship. And by the time they got there, everything had been eaten. In fact, the wine that was being served, some of them were drunk. That's where Paul said, "I praise you not." It's important that we stay with the simplicity of what this is about. It says that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Right off the cuff, this is a remembrance of the Lord Jesus. Why did he take the bread? Well, it says, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take ye, this is my body which is broken for you. And then what? This do in remembrance of me." So as we partake of the bread, it's a remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like if I came over to your place and you got your picture book down and started showing me pictures of some loved ones, and you're wanting to share with me who they were. They're dead and gone, and yet the picture is there. That's what this is. Our Lord is no longer here, but he came, lived, died, and was given on high. And he didn't set his disciples down and take a pose like a portrait and say to them, "I want you to draw a picture of me and make it clear so that you can pass this on to other generations." A number of years ago, we had an exchange student here from over near Russia. And this comment came up because he is actually from a particular religion where they believe that certain pictures that were drawn of Jesus were passed down to them through the years, and they considered these sacred. It was part of their places of worship. Like you would see stained glass today. They really believe that those are actual pictures of Christ that he gave. And I remember saying to him at that time, I don't find anywhere in Scripture where a drawing of the Lord Jesus was given us to remember him. In fact, that would go contrary even to what God said in his very first commandment, thou shalt have no other, no graven images before me. But what Christ did was give us an emblem, a symbol. And in the symbol, we can see how it is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. This do in remembrance of me. Do what? In partaking. In eating. That's why it's unleavened bread. It's not designed to get full eaten, but it represents the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like a seed sown in the ground. It is grown and then cut down and put in the middle and ground. And out of it comes bread. That's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, sown in this earth, raised up, cut down in his death, put through the fire. Each of these pieces of bread that you see on it is fire. And it's divided in pieces that each might partake, but to remember him. Not looking around to see who's partaking and oh no, why they partake. No, it's to remember him. Remember our Lord. That's what he's left us. And then he says, after the same manner, that also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. The saying there is that all that the Old Testament represented was fulfilled in Christ. That's what is called the New Testament. God didn't just set aside the Old Testament and say, oh, well, man couldn't obey, so now let's come up with a new one. No. The new is that which grew out of the old. In the Old Testament, we see Christ typified, picture, prophecy, promise, type. But in the new, the fulfillment, this is the New Testament in my blood. All of those thousands and millions of sacrifices that were offered came down to one sacrifice that it represented. That is the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this do ye oft as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Both are essential. When you think about salvation, it took the perfect work of the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience to the law, but it took his death as well. So just by partaking, we see the simplicity of the gospel in these two elements. One is to Christ. He says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show. That word show is actually the word to preach. We're preaching right now Christ in him crucified. Christ represented in this unleavened bread, him crucified, represented in the cup. As often as eat this bread, doesn't tell us when to. Some make a big deal of, well, we better do it every time we meet. Some do. If that's how the Lord directs, that's fine. But as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, we do what? Show, declare the Lord's death till he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily. A lot of people that stumble over that and think, well, I'm not really worthy, so maybe I shouldn't partake. Here in this context, the word unworthy is in the sense of partaking, thinking yourself to be someone, thinking that you merit this, thinking that somehow you're the better for it. That's to eat and drink unworthy. To eat and drink worthy is giving the glory to the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. This do in remembrance of me, who he is. It's all of our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. That he, the glory of the Lord, glory of the Lord. But to eat and drink in any other way. See, that's how I was raised. When we knew that it was coming up for communion, that's what we called it at the time, you had to spend the time beforehand making sure that you were right with the Lord and then confess all your sins and get caught up like you're getting ready for an IRS audit. Well, let me get these things all in order here. I don't want to get caught. Exactly. That's how we looked at it. But that's not the sense. If the sin has been put away, the blood's been shed, to eat and drink unworthily and to be guilty of the, notice, the body and blood of the Lord is to think that anything I say or do contributes in any way to my acceptance before him. It says, let a man examine himself. Don't be examining your neighbor. Let a man examine himself. And notice, so let him eat of that bread. The purpose of the self-examination is whether or not it's Christ being glorified. It's not to look in here and see if there's some kind of hidden sin. And let him eat. People that don't eat are rebels. They're ones that think that no, somehow I'm going to do it my way. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. He that eateth and drinketh unworthily, in other words, thinking yourself to be somewhat, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. In other words, that's only a condemning way to partake of the Lord's table if you think somehow you're worthy. Not discerning the Lord's body. This is about who he is, it's about what he's accomplished, why he did it, where he is now. Gracious Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you that this is a time we can come before you to reflect upon Christ's great work and all that he's accomplished for sinners such as we are. So I pray that as we partake, indeed our minds and hearts might be on your blessed Son, to whom is all the glory and honor and praise. We give you that praise and honor in his precious name.